Welcome to the Internet Advisor. Hi, I'm Foster Brown, the co-host and producer of the program. And the good advice continues. This time is for those of you who have computers or devices that get online and you'd like to ask some questions. The door is open for you here. We've got Mr. Gary Baker, Ed Rudell, and Shane Hamlin, along with myself, Foster Brown, here. And we're all tuned up to answer your questions. Here's the number to call right now, 800-859-0957. Back to answer those questions in a moment. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. More of the good advice that you've come to look for here on WJR 760 AM in the afternoon. Said Dr. Dean has gotten your toes in the dirt, hopefully got your plants growing, and now it's our turn to help you folks who may have a computer question. It's kind of a unique opportunity when there's a local computer store that's open for you with people who have had their hands inside computers forever and have built them and have repaired them. And I'm talking about Mr. Gary Baker, who is my co-host here. Gary, good to have you in studio as well.
It's great to be here. Love it when things are so exciting here.
We have
a great podcast that people can listen to by going to our site from last hour, it's now our listeners' turn.
That's right. On Sunday nights, you can simply go to internetadvisor.net, which is our homepage, and you'll hear both hours of our program. We talked about gaming in the first hour, and just a really remarkable program. Mr. Ed Rudell is here. Eddie, good to have you here.
Always great to be here. We had some great listener questions this week.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, one of them, a very important one, about the Windows 10 preview. We'll get to that, though, in our next segment. And Shane Hamlin, good to have you in here.
Windows 10. What's that?
Oh, it's a-coming.
It's coming.
July 29th is when it's coming. Hey. Speaking of it's a-coming, let me give you the phone number again, folks, because that's the most important thing, is to get you online with us with the questions you have about your computers. And between now and 6 o'clock, the door's open for you. Come on in. Here's the number, 800-859-0957. So whether you're in Houston, Texas, like our old friend Paul, or you happen to be in Houghton, you can give us a call. Or if you're around the corner, anywhere that within the sound of our voices here at WJR, 800-859-0957. Give us a call with your question. Every week, we're delighted to be able to invite somebody in here who has got a great service that he offers you folks, and that is something called MI Tech News, and that's Mr. Mike Brennan. Mike, good to have you with us again.
Great to be on board, Foster.
Hey, Mike, you know, what we typically do is to talk about some of the headlines that you have, but I thought we'd just maybe take this week to talk about just what is MI Tech News and why we invite people every week to sign up for it absolutely free by going to our homepage, internetadvisor.net or mitechnews.com. And what do they get when they sign up for that?
Well, they get news from around the state about what's going on in the technology industry with technology entrepreneurs, with the players out there. Most of the industry is based in Southeast Michigan, so tends to be a little heavier that way. But certainly for our audience out in the outstate Michigan, we cover a lot of what's going on in Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, and Points North. We have all this in text, and we also have podcasts. As you mentioned earlier, we have your podcast featured in the co-branded newsletter.
And, you know, that's one of the nice things about this, folks, is that when you go up for this free service, it's not just, you know, the text headlines of things that are going on in entrepreneurship and technology. But now, Mike, you really have gathered quite a collection of audio resources for people to tap into, not just our podcast, but some other ones as well.
Yeah, Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, our newest partner with some 3,000 members. They do a weekly podcast. We have Digital Divas, the ladies that have been on your show several times.
Oh, yeah, great. And those they focus on issues, in particular, that have the focus with women in technology. Great group of ladies.
Well, we have IT and the D, which you just had those guys on the show last week, I believe. Crazy show, but it really works, and they attract a tremendous audience.
Yes, they certainly do. That is exactly it. And I understand that you are also working together with the Engineering Society of Detroit, an old friend of ours.
Yes, Matt Roush and I have been competitors, gosh, for 20 years, and now we're going to be working together. We're going to be going into the studio with the IT and the D boys later this summer. We're going to start doing live internet radio in their network. And
wonderful.
Matt and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, because between the two of us, I think we know about where all the bones are buried.
I think you do. the black book that each one of you has, when it put together, could be there'd be kind of a shaking in the force, I think, when you get them all together. We're talking with, by the way, with Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. And every week we look at some of the headlines that he's been writing about. But I wanted you folks to understand also that this is a wonderful resource that is more than just headlines like the Michigan Senate Committee and surprise votes to end the standalone film office. That was a big surprise.
Well, sort of. The Republicans in the legislature just don't like the film industry.
They certainly don't. They certainly don't. And at least this is in the Senate committee. But that's the kind of thing that you have your finger on that kind of a pulse as well, to know these things that are developing in the background.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we try to do. We're partnered with Gonware News Service. They do great political coverage. That way I can kind of stay away from politics, as which we know is a very difficult area to cover.
And, oh, yeah.
I let them do it, but it keeps me up to speed on what's happening. And they do a lot of the inside baseball stuff that I think people need to know about, what's going on in these committees, you know, like you just said.
Yep. So. And so, folks, MI Tech News is a collection. It's a tremendous collection of the experience of people like Mike Brennan, who has covered for many, many years technology around our state, and Matt Rausch, and so many other people, like, as you said, most recently, the Michigan Mobile Musings that comes from the mobile group that you've added to that collection. Constantly adding more resources. And folks, the best thing about it is it's absolutely free. So if you're interested in this kind of thing, here you do. Go to internetadvisor.net. Simply scroll down the page and you'll see a subscribe now button under MI Tech News. Click on that, put your email address in, and every Friday you'll have this incredible basket of information coming to you. Mike, thanks so much for the job you do, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
That's right. Good night and good luck, right?
So. That's it. Thank you, sir. Take care. Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. Again, simply go to internetadvisor.net, and it's waiting for you there. All right, we'll be back with our first callers lined up here. That means there's room for you at 800-859-0957. We're going to start taking your questions. Thank you very much for joining us here. Good advice continues on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes. And this time is for you folks who have a concern about your computer. By the way, if you're sitting there thinking, oh, I don't want to ask my question, I'm going to sound dumb. Oh, please. The only dumb question, we got it here on our homepage. We put it up for you. The only dumb question is the one you don't ask. Seriously. Your question very often can help a whole lot of people. Please don't feel awkward about asking it, and we'll help you sort things out, all right? And let's start off our callers here. By the way, the number again, 800-859-0957. And welcome to Kurt from Chesterfield. Hi, Kurt. How you doing?
Well, hopefully better after I talk to you guys.
All right. Let's see if we can cure what ails you.
I have a Dell laptop with Windows 7 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been taken over by CryptoWall 2.0.
Ooh.
Yeah, not good.
I'm looking for a easy solution.
Mm.
Yep, buy another computer. No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's the quickest way.
Well, the quickest way. Shane, well, you want to explain it? Because I wrote an email last couple of weeks. Go ahead.
Basically, unfortunately, at this point, the only rescue we have at this point is your backup. The data is going to be gone at this point.
Right. You either pay the ransom and possibly get your data back.
It's probably 50-50.
Or, you know, use a backup or restore from the factory settings and use your backup to restore your data. There really is no way.
There's no cure for it.
Yep.
And if you pay the ransom, don't they have your credit card number then?
Correct.
Yep.
So
unless you use Bitcoin.
Yeah. And that's what they're preferring, Bitcoin. But it's pretty much, at this point, there's nothing you can do to clean it or fix it or repair it.
Yeah.
That's the terrible news.
And the only thing you could do, you could possibly remove the actual application or the crypto wall. But what good is it? Because your data's already been encrypted.
Yeah. Kurt, one of the things...
It's got a weird extension on it. I tried just removing the extension, and that doesn't do any good.
No, it's actually encrypted using a key that is... you can't decrypt it without them.
The bad guys have the key.
Yep, they have the key.
They have essentially gone into your house, changed the locks, and not let you back into the house again. Now, one of the things, Kurt, that we want to tell you and everybody else out there is that this is, if anything, proof again that's so important to do backup. So, have you done backup?
You know the answer on that.
Oh, Kirk.
Well, you know, the good news is that you can potentially use your manufacturing restore procedure.
Yes.
So if you have a Dell, I believe when you power it up, what is it, option F12
key. Yeah, F12, I think, yes, on a Dell. Is that right, guys? F12?
So it varies. Sometimes if you just do the F8, you can get into it, or it's a, you know, Alt-F12 or Alt-11.
Mm-hmm.
The best way is just Google, you know, go online and find your maker, your model, and do restore.
Yeah. Right.
And you'll find
I did a system restore, and it didn't help.
No. Yeah. But what we're saying basically is this, Kurt, you can get your computer back, but it will be from the factory.
Yeah, no data.
You will not have any data with it.
Right. So when you first got your notebook, you had the ability to create your restoration CDs or USB flash drive with your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, if anything were happened, you could have just restored Windows back to factory settings. So if one of the questions is, did you create that bootable DVD?
No, I did not, because it's a used system.
Okay.
Well, so you'll be able to put, you know,
scrub the drive and reload, what you're saying.
And mm-hmm. what Shane was saying is that usually you could, on some Dells when they're delivered, you could power up and tap F12, and you'll bring up a boot menu.
Yeah.
And if it was configured properly, then it'll say, would you like to run the Dell restoration utility?
Right. Exactly.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah,
so,
Kurt.
So something else, because we all forget to back up, and if you, you know, if you really did the right thing, you'd be backing up every day, right?
Yep.
So instead, Dropbox is free. Box. There's a number of ways to store in the cloud. You could do OneDrive from Microsoft. Mm-hmm. iDrive from Apple.
Google Drive. There's lots of free places.
Yeah. I don't put anything on my computer anymore just because I forget to back up.
Yeah.
So you might want to try that. And again, for people out there that are listening, you might want to try putting using the cloud to store everything.
Right.
And then they'll back it up for you.
Right. And each of them are providing more and more. Oh, we're going to provide you
a terabyte.
Gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we'll provide you 500 gig. Right. And
I think Microsoft is up to a terabyte on OneDrive. I think they are up to
OneDrive.
If I had a flash drive or memory stick attached to it, would it have infected that also?
Yeah, we're finding that
if it was attached at the point.
It will, yeah.
Yeah, they just encrypt everything.
Oh, I didn't know that, Shane. That's good to know.
Don't take. Yeah, but what we wind up doing is if we have that virus at the store, we kind of do like a...
put it on the rubber gloves?
Nuclear war drill.
Yeah.
Everything, the internet goes down, everything gets unplugged.
Wow.
The servers go down. We shut everything down until we isolate it, because it'll creep through a network too.
Well, now that's
is there something I can install after I do all that to keep that from coming in again?
No, unfortunately, it's habit. It's you, the user, that's the culprit here. It's not.
So how does it happen? How did it happen?
Yeah,
you know, and I have a funny feeling you know how it happened, right?
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, it could have been through an email they received. It could have been through a message they received on social media.
Most cases I'm finding it's doing the willy-nilly browser, the searching on the web, and going to a site you shouldn't. That's really where I'm seeing it a lot.
Oh, okay.
Really? Okay.
Sometimes you're going to get it from an email attachment.
A phishing attack.
Yeah.
Attack,
right? Sometimes I've seen it also from Facebook.
But it's user-oriented. It can't come creep on your machine unless you do something.
And that's what we need to say that clearly for the other people who are listening as well. It's not going to sneak up on you and jump into your computer. It requires action on your part.
It's kind of like a vampire. A vampire can't come in your house unless you invite it, right? Same kind of theory.
Yeah. Is that true? That's true.
I don't use social media hardly at all. Well, very seldom. So
but this is called
something else. No,
it's it's called social engineering, which means they trick you into clicking on something you shouldn't be clicking on, whether it's visiting a website you shouldn't be visiting, which means this is kind of shady or whatever. But the point is that it requires us to do something. That's why it's called social engineering. And Kurt, I'm sorry that this happened to you, but in the future, be very, very careful what you're clicking on. And first of all, make sure that you have backed up those things that are valuable to your documents and pictures and things like that.
Kurt, this is Shane. I want to ask you real quick. Is it possible that there was other users on this computer?
No, my cat doesn't use it too well.
It's the cat.
the cat.
That's it? It was after catnip. It was that catnip ad. I knew it.
Is there some malicious stuff that's going through Infinity?
No.
Because so, I got an email that said something from Infinity, and I kind of browsed on the username that they sent it to me, and it seemed it was from Infinity and whatever. So
what probably happened, and I'm just guessing, right? But what probably happened was that you got an email and they faked it as if it came from them, and it really didn't come from them. And you may have been careful, you may not have been careful to make sure that it really was them. But that's probably what happened, and somebody faked it.
Yep.
And when you clicked on it, that's when you invited
that's what it happened.
Cryptography in.
Hey, Kurt, thank you for your call. I'm sorry this happened to you. By the way, folks, Gary, you just mentioned something important. If you go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, and scroll down a little bit, I posted something called Microsoft Scam Mail Sample. It was an email that I received that was like what Kurt is talking about, and it looked suspiciously like it was something from Microsoft. But as you'll see, if you click on that story, I've circled a couple of things and put a note in there. If you look carefully at some of the links in there, they weren't from Microsoft at all. They were from the bad guys. And there's a number of reasons that I was suspicious about that. Ed, when we come back, let's talk about people who have heard about this Windows 10 preview and are wondering why they haven't received that notice yet, okay?
Excellent.
And for the rest of you folks out there, we got 30 minutes left, and there's plenty of room for your call at 800-859-0957. Get on board. We'll get some answers for you. Tell me, how much would you pay to get your computer problem solved? If it's a serious one, kind of like what Kurt was going through, probably a good deal if you thought there was some solution out there. How about you don't pay anything? You just simply give us a call right now. 800-859-0957. We had some really nice emails that came in this week, Ed, complimenting you in particular on some of the work that you've done. And I know that you've done some research for folks.
We had a couple of really good questions and stuff that I ran in with my own son. So that was good, like a Nexus 7 Google question.
Right.
You leave those guys unplugged for about a month or two, they won't power up anymore. So, and luckily I had a son that did the same thing, so I was able to relay the fix for that.
So, folks, we've got, as I said, phone lines open right now at 800-859-0957. And we got some folks starting to call in. That's a good deal because that's all it takes is just to give us a call and ask your question. We'll do the very best to help sort things out and to get you on the air with us and get some solutions for you. Just quickly, before we get to this call that's coming in right now, Ed, you had something that came in one of the emails that we wanted to deal with kind of quickly right now.
Yep, they wanted to know, basically, hey, I haven't received my Windows 10 free notification. Register now. You know, we mentioned last week on the air, Microsoft pushed an update to everyone's computers that's running Windows 7 or Windows 8, and they'll see a little logo that pop notification that pops
like
up on the taskbar.
Mystery window at
the bottom,
right?
A little white cloud with four little white clouds that basically says, register now for your free copy of Windows on July 29th.
Right.
And I hadn't received that on two of my computers.
Okay.
Two of them I did. And our listener basically wanted to know, they wrote us an email saying, why haven't I received it? Well, I never thought about it, so I went to Microsoft's website and just registered there. But if you go into the Windows Control Panel and you go underneath Windows Update, you will see the notification there.
Okay.
And it'll basically say, "Go click here to update." Now, I just did that on mine. It says Windows 10 upgrade has been reserved, and I just plugged in my email.
And that's all you're doing with that, by the way, folks. You're reserving your Windows 10 upgrade. And then on July 29th, they will then begin the download of those Windows 10.
Possibly they're going to download it sooner. I made a mistake where I said, oh, it's probably only 300 megabyte. Boy, was I wrong. It's 3 gig.
I was going to say a factor of 10.
It's 3,000 megabyte.
Yeah.
So. And this gives them warnings so they can mix and match and try to figure out the best way to get it out as fast as possible to everybody. So by pre-registering, you've got a better chance of getting it anytime soon after the 29th. Or, as Ed said, maybe before.
Good. So you simply go to update, and then you will find it in there. All right. Let's go to Dearborn Heights and Edmund. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Oh, hello. I was just calling about what this previous caller was talking about, getting stuck on a crypto locker.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I never got stuck on one because I don't own a computer, but several months ago, I was getting scam calls from some outfit. The person on the line had an East Indian accent, and I've got caller ID, and I checked the area code, and it was coming from Southern California.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he was a representative from Microsoft.
I love it. And you don't have a computer.
No.
And
and he was saying that according to their tracking record, they have determined that I have a dangerous situation on my computer.
Edmund, you are a perfect example, kind of a petri dish there, of the fact that these guys don't know anything to the sort.
Well, they're fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's called, fishing.
It's called a fishing expedition, and they're going to try to hook people. And in this particular case, they got somebody who didn't have a computer. I love it.
And Shane's been on the air several times with us where they actually... Wait, they called you on the blue, right? And you strung them along a little bit?
I have a blast with them.
I let him know right away that I knew he was lying. And he said, well, no, we're not lying. Sometimes we make mistakes. And I said, yeah, you made a big mistake.
Yeah, calling me. What did he say when you told him you didn't have a computer? Did you hold that out for a little while?
Yes, I did.
You know, age has its benefits.
He just hesitated for a minute, like as if he was trying to think of what to come up with.
He was looking for the place in the script, Edmund.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what he was looking for. Oh, hey, thank you. You have made our day in sharing this story with us.
You know, you get to an age, and I'm at that age now, where sometimes you just don't care. And like Shane said, I just love listening to these people, and you string them along.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on, you know, hopefully it's on their bill, but you know, it's not.
Wasn't that perfect? He doesn't have a computer at all. You want to hold that piece of information for just a little while, All right, Bob in Dundee, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Okay, I just got a good-sized download from Microsoft, supposedly.
Okay.
And so when I turn my computer back on, it says, oh, we're changing things. Hang on. They've 30% done or something like that.
Yep.
And... well, I've been hanging on for about an hour and a half now. The computer is still on, but we're not getting any signal to the monitor. Help!
You know, what did it say?
Well, it sounds like it got a Windows update, and then you shut down and rebooted, right?
Yep.
And now you've been waiting, and it's been at that percentage screen, right?
Oh yeah.
And it, did you say the monitor blinked out, or it timed out went to sleep?
It's you know, the light for the computer is still on, so it's still supposedly running, but there is no picture. Nothing's going to the monitor.
But at some point, it was actually counted up a percentage, right?
Right, yeah. The first thing it said was 30%,
mm-hmm.
and so don't shut it off. Okay, so I haven't shut it off, but that's like been an hour, hour and a half ago.
I gotcha.
Yeah, basically what's going on is your monitor went into hibernation mode, went to sleep. It took a little bit too long.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Took too long? You think maybe it's hung?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Have you tried tapping your space bar a few times?
Space bar? I've tried the enter a few times.
Go ahead and hit that space bar a few times.
Banging both of them now. Nothing's
I love that. Banging both of them.
I love it.
Okay. I know the fix for this. Go ahead. I'll let you tell
them. No, go ahead.
Well, I don't have a hammer with me.
No.
But there is a power button on there, and that's really your only option right now is to press and hold the power button.
I wasn't going to say it. I was going to let Ed say it. So if there's a problem, you know who to call.
Oh, no.
That would be Ed.
Oh. My son said the same thing last night. He was just about ready to jump on the Steam, and he's like, oh, Microsoft pushed all these updates.
Yeah.
And then it counted through the percentages, and then it crashed three times. It didn't hang on him, but it crashed three times afterwards.
Good
and
grief.
He calls me downstairs. I was taking a nap at 10:30 at night. You know, most people would think that's when I'm going to bed, but 10:30 at night. And it turned out that I looked through his error logs, and I said, it's fine, Talon. It's fine. It just crashed. All the updates installed. I don't know why it hung. You know, you can go do your gaming now.
Is there a light on your monitor at the moment?
Yeah, on the monitor, it flashes at me now and then, but it says it's not getting any signal.
Well, usually...
Whereas the light on the computer, it says it's running.
Your hard drive light flickering?
Is that what you're saying?
I can't hear it.
But can you see the light blinking?
It's probably
for the hard drive. I can't see it blinking. No, it's just
okay.
It
sounds like it's hung.
So this was a laptop, right? Oh, it's a desktop because you had a monitor.
This is a desktop.
Yeah, it's probably it hung a timed out sleep monitor or something like that. That's why, personally, what I do, I tell my computers never to hibernate, never to fall asleep. I don't do that because every time I've had a computer go into sleep mode or hibernation, always seems like there's a trouble. Like if there was something updating in the background and it went into that, causes problems. So I just leave it on all the time. If I'm going to
step the monitor,
if I'm going to step away from my desk, I'll just turn the monitor off. That's all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's probably what you should probably do.
So the solution then right now for
just power it down. Hard cycle it down.
Yep. You know what the hard cycle means? Just hit that power button, hold it in until it's,
it's something we don't normally suggest, but there's no other way now.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Right.
Before you do that, do me a favor. Have you done that yet?
No.
Okay, do a quick push of that button. One quick push of that power button.
Good point.
See, that's a good point. Like maybe coming out of sleep mode. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it gave it. Whoops! All of a sudden, I've got a picture.
Aha! Right. So it did go to sleep. Shane, you're a genius.
I am so
there you
smart.
No signal. So I assume that's what's going on.
So you have the screen back?
Well, it came on for a second and said no signal, and then I went back to sleep.
So is his internet connection interrupted?
I think something might be going on with your video cable or something.
Well, or the internet. Or the
so in terms of steps, guys, because we're coming close to a break right now.
Go ahead and.
Power off.
All right.
Yeah.
Pretend it's a modem and disconnect it and wait a couple minutes.
You can turn it all back on and see if everything powers back up.
We will do that.
Reconnect.
Appreciate it. Thank you much. I know you have to do a commercial.
All right. Thank you. I know you're hesitating because sometimes that can cause a problem if you do that kind of thing.
Well, because we've been burned. We tell a relative that, and I'm like, I got to drive all the way to Jackson now to help them with their computer because it's a relative. You're obligated, right? Am I right?
That's true. And we don't want to do that to you folks out there. All right. We've got, Bill out in Highland and Gerald in Detroit. We'll be getting to you folks in just a minute. And we do have room for you as well at 800-859-0957. And by the way, during the week, if you have a question for us, simply go to internetadvisor.net and you have the contact us button. Click on that, send us an email, and Ed and Shane and Cal and myself will dig in and help you during the week as well. But back in just a moment to talk to you. My sincere thanks to the guys behind the glass who have made the program possible with their work. Eric Dorsch, thank you very much as our engineer. Mike Stett, thank you for answering the phones there and producing our program. A big help. By the way, just a quick thing. On the Internet Advisor website, if you go there, you've got the show notes on top. Go down a little further. There's something called news there. I posted, it's called Microsoft Scam Mail Sample. It's kind of a lab for you folks out there. You don't have to get one of these, but this is an actual email that I got that purported to be from Microsoft. And what it said was, your mailbox has exceeded the storage limit, which is 1 gigabyte. And it is defined by the administrator. You are running at 99.8 gigabyte. Anyway, a lot of blah, blah, blah. The point was, it was a scam. And the way that I found out it was a scam was I moused over the word confirm. Now, what that means is you take your mouse and you simply put it on top of one of those
the cursor,
put it on top of one of those little blue things that is it's a link to another place that they want to take you. When I did that, where it says confirm, you will see I wrote in the exact address that it would have taken me. And it would have taken me to something that's called vtemgame.net/da/signinHTML. They wanted to take me to some of their scam sites. And so that's the kind of thing that's waiting for you.
You found out about it because you put the cursor over it, and then you found out, hey, this doesn't go to Microsoft.com.
Not at all.
And Ed came up with a good point. Sometimes they'll say Microsoft.xyz.com, and that's not Microsoft either. It's xyz.com. So that's what you have to pay attention to.
It looked like it was going to be a virtual sign-in, too.
Oh, yes.
They're going to get your Microsoft account information.
That's exactly it. Yeah. That's what they're going to go fishing for at that point. So I put that up there so you folks can take a look at it and see how it looks kind of, this looks official. It isn't at all.
Yeah, and then you add, and to your point, Shane, then you enter your information, and it's like, they got you. They conned you is what they did.
There's free for nothing. You get to see what it looks like without getting hooked by it.
It's insane. I just want to pull my hair out because the $200. I just had a customer last week, $1,000.
Was what they asked for?
What eventually over the course of a couple phone calls within a few days, and I...
They actually paid?
Thankfully.
They didn't pay. Hopefully.
They did pay.
They did pay. Oh, my God.
Thankfully, with a letter from me and a call and help for the bank, they got all their money back.
Wonderful.
Okay.
So, and I tell people that if you've been a victim of this scam, make sure you go to a computer store. Yeah, have them document this. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that is good enough for the bank. And the bank will get your money back.
But don't ever put your your credit card number in, because now they got your credit card number and they've got all the other information like expiration date and your security code. So
and I ask him, hey, are you gonna change your? Oh, I do.
By the way, just
got it all.
Just quickly, Shane is talking about Comtech Services is a company that he works with. Matter of fact, my wife and I were out there the other day looking for a laptop for her, which we're going to do hopefully.
Yeah.
But Comtech Services is on Shaner, and it's just below 19 mile. 19 in Shaner, in Sterling Heights. And Eddie, thank you again, and Gary as well for being here. Let's dive into our callers and see if we can handle them quickly before we get off the air here. Gerald, I believe we're talking with you from Detroit. Gerald, how you doing?
Hey, Brad. Great, guys. And, you know, I finally took a jump to go away from my Windows into getting a tablet. So I bought an Asus 10-inch tablet here and stuff, and I'm an old Windows guy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at everything here, and I'm saying, what should I delete from this thing? First of all, I don't use Facebook. I don't use Hangouts. I don't use... There are 30 or 40 apps on this thing that were preloaded that I don't want.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to find that, by the way, with tablets, whether it happens to be an Android tablet or it's a Windows-based tablet, you're going to have a lot more on there than you are probably going to use. And I don't know about you. You've used Nexus tablets and things like that. I've used some of the Android tablets.
Right. But this was actually running... was this running Windows, did you say? A Windows Asus tablet?
No. I'm an old Windows guy. I mean, I've got multiple laptops running.
Okay. So this is an Asus running Android.
This is running Android, right?
Yeah. This tablet is the Asus.
The trick with these things, in my mind, is that you organize them simply so it's showing you the applications you're interested in. Get the rest of them out of your field of vision.
Yep. And a lot of them you will not be able to uninstall because they're pre-installed by the manufacturer.
The system. Yeah,
and some of them are systems, and some of them they will not let you uninstall.
Yeah, and that was my concern. So, you know, I don't want to eliminate something like Google.
What you could do is go into your settings and then your application manager, and then you can tell it to stop these applications or uninstall these applications.
Yeah,
that's one option.
There's things that are certainly third-party that you can identify. Start there and then figure out if the rest matter to you.
Yeah, but the nice thing... Some of them will use up data services, if you will.
Yes.
And they slow down your tablet, so you could tell it to stop or if it'll provide you the ability to uninstall. And you can always hide the icons, too, and create a folder on your desk or on another screen, and then drop all of these unused icons that you're unable to uninstall and drop them into there.
You know, with my iPhone, I do the same thing. There's a whole bunch of stuff I just don't want to see that are part of...
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you leave them, they update, and you have to either update them or
not.
Thing is, I found that there's some apps that I didn't think I was going to use that I end up using a lot now.
Yeah. That's true.
So you might want to think about, do you want to use them?
I'd say out of sight is out of mind, you know, get them out of sight. And if you want to, the nice thing about Android, I think, is the application manager. It's much more effective than anything on iPhone, I think.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully, my Windows phone, I can uninstall anything I like, and I don't have that problem.
That's true. Well, you know, you're Google hater.
Yeah, the OS is correct.
Now, the other thing I've done is I've gone into the Google Play Store, and that's where I disable automatic updates.
Yeah.
I don't want to update all my gazillion applications, you know, and the people at work hate me because it's a work phone. And they said, Ed, did you get your Android 5.0.025 update? And I'm like, no, good, because it crashed your computer. You know, it's crashing everyone. And I'm like, not me, because I have my updates turned off.
Hey, let's see if we can get to Bill quickly out there in Highland. Bill, how you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, I'm looking to upgrade a Vista machine from 2008 is a compact laptop to Windows 7 because the Vista has finally decided to slow down to a virtual crawl. And I know that from past experience in my job that if you just reloaded the entire operating system, a lot of times that you can recover and speed things up, even though you do have to reload all your applications and things like that. But
uh-huh.
it still winds up the net as a significant speed improvement, being that, you know,
okay.
things like Excel or Word take 5 to 10 seconds to load,
so
which should not be possible.
Right. Now, we're near the end of the program, Bill, and I want to make sure we get a chance to answer your question. So the question specifically is, can you upgrade from Vista to Windows 7? Is that the question?
Yes, and will I get my speed back? Will I eliminate
whatever
it is that bogs these things down?
I got you. Well, Shane, let's let Shane take a crack at this.
We're not sure how this is going to work yet, but here's what you want to do. Go ahead and make sure you back up all your stuff, you know, all your data. Have your disk for Office and things ready to go. Borrow somebody's Windows 7 disk, throw it in and load it. Don't worry so much about the 30-day, you know, activation, because according to Windows 10, everybody's eligible to go to 10, regardless if you have a legit copy or not legit copy.
Mm-hmm.
But why doesn't he just wait till another 6 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, we can do that.
You can do that, too, to go to Windows 10.
Because you won't be able to go from Vista to 10.
Oh, you can't?
No.
So
I'm not interested.
No, you're not interested in 10. But anyway, it'll take you to Windows 7 at least.
Yeah. And then you could check the performance at least.
Correct. Yes. At that point,
then pay for it.
That's right,
then
Bill.
You can order the key.
Yeah.
There'll be a button to activate the key, and you can pay for it.
And it's about $99.
Yeah. It's as cheap as you're going to find. And it's legit.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's one of the keys. You want to make sure you got something legit down there. Bill, I'm sorry we couldn't take more time, but we're right at the very end of the program. Mike and Larry, hang on. We'll see if we can talk with you after the show is over here. You guys have got to call in earlier in the show. We can get these things handled. But in any case, thank you so much for being here. Shane, Eddie, and Gary, thanks so much. And behind the glass, thanks to Eric and Mike Stiff.
We got it!
Yeah, we got it. All right. My name is Foster Brown. And by the way, during the week, if you have a question for us, simply go to internetadvisor.net and click on the Contact Us button, and you can send us your question. We'll get back to you. Have a great week.